Good evening, folks, and welcome to the this meeting of the Exmouth Town Council Planning Committee on Monday, the 17th of June. Agenda item one is apologies. We have them from Cherry Nicholas. Do we have any further apologies?
No.
Okay. Agenda item two is to confirm the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 3rd of June 2024. Does anybody have any comments on those at all? Anybody like to propose and second? Councillor David Paul and Councillor Gray Leesey. All those in favour of accepting those minutes? Thank you very much. Item number three, to receive any declarations of interest from members. Do we have any at all? Item number four is urgent business. To consider any items which, in the opinion of the chairman, should be dealt with as a matter of urgency, and there are none. So we move on to tree and advertising consent applications. The first one is in Brixington, planning application 240887 tree. It's for a T4 oak to fell it, the replacement planting to include one oak and one cedar. And the reason is the spare crown and major stem at ground level. Okay. It's grown peculiarly, I assume. The tree officer's report recommends, due to the condition of the tree, the proposed works are considered appropriate and recommends approval. We don't have anybody from Brixington here, but Councillor David Paul?
I propose.
Okay. Anyone in a second? Councillor Tim Dumper, thank you very much. So we have a proposer and a second before going with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you very much. So we now move to Horsden, 240903 tree, limes, tree 1 and tree 2, to crown reduce them by 4 metres and reshape, forming a single crown, and the reason is to manage trees to appease insurers due to close proximity to boundary fence and nearby dwellings. There are 5 representations. The tree officer's report has been circulated. They recommend lesser works are considered appropriate for both trees to crown reduce by no more than 2 metres in height and reshape, maintaining the two trees as a single crown as per the attached annotated photograph, with maximum diameter cuts of 65 millimetres. The reason is to limit the extent of works in the interest of amenity and sound arboricultural works. So we'll go to Councillor Andrew Tawley first.
We have a similar application, but at the same location.
Yeah.
I think that the proposed works at that time was so severe that they would have put the trees at risk. I don't know what, if that's what the tree surgeon also concludes in this case. So, I would say go accept the tree.
I seem to remember that the officer came along and the resident came along and spoke about it and was and we rejected it. I seem to remember along.
Yeah, I don't know why he's made separate applications on the same piece of land.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, to be fair, he's got more than he had last time, I think, with the tree officer's report, I think. So, Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Not sure whether is this going to work.
Yeah,
I've got two rights, yeah. Yes, I had one of the objectors contacted me, not just about that, it was about something else, but he mentioned that he might possibly attend tonight, but I see nobody's here. And I know that he mentioned to me that his view was that the officer report was in line with what objectors around there thought anyway. So I have no problem in seconding Andrew's proposal of the tree officer report.
Okay, thank you very much. Did we have to comment? So we have a proposer and seconder of in favour of the lesser works as recommended by the tree officer. All those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you very much. We move to planning applications. blimey. We have none in Bradenton. We have one in Halston. Excuse me. Planning application 241110 full. 28 Featherbed Lane. It's the demolition of an existing garage and rear extension. A proposed two-storey side extension and single-storey rear extension. And this pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, which, in some words, that probably aren't right when I say them, it must adhere to local building styles and not be out of place. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Yeah, thanks, having a look at this, I won't spit it out. I mean, I think it looks like several other proposals we've had, and I would raise no objection to what they're doing.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Andrew Toy.
I've been lifted to go around the area recently, and I can't think of any objection unless there's a street scene objection, because it's a replacement of a single story with a two story. I don't think it should be a problem.
Okay, thank you very much. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, I didn't say that. So we have a proposer and a seconder for no objection. Unless anybody else wishes to comment, all those in favour? Thank you very much. Well done. We now move to Lillam. Planning application 241022 full. Flat 1, 15 Cypress Road, to replace an existing ground floor window with a door on the southeast elevation and an extended raised patio area. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. I can't remember this one off the top of my head, so I will have to have a look. It pertains to Exmouth Neighbourhood Policy, Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, as stated before, and EB1, which seeks to conserve heritage assets, including shop fronts, historical street furniture, and to be in compliance with the revised Exmouth Shopfront Design Guide and the Exmouth Register of Historical and Architectural Features once established. Okay, so where's this? Councillor Graham DC.
It's just within the conservation area. Just within the conservation area, but the actual alterations are minimal. So don't have a problem at all. So if the conservation officer is happy, I'm happy.
Okay.
No objection.
Councillor Mike Rosser.
I'll second that. Yeah. Don't really see a problem.
Thank you very much. Hey, Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. No objection.
Any other comments at all? Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection, subject to the Conservation Officer's report. All those in favour? Thank you very much. That was unanimous. And this is going to be some sort of record. And now we move to town, to town ward. I'll offer a spanning word then. Planning application 241109 full. Flat 3, 10 Morton Road. The proposed installation of roof lights. We have no comments of statutory consultees and no representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. And what do I think? So, Morton Road, you have roof lights on the rear slant of the roof on both sides of the road in several places, not universally, but in several places, but you don't have any on the front. And this includes one roof light on the front. Now, I don't have a problem with it as a thing. It's not visible from the street, really. It doesn't have any great impact at all. But it is the first one, and therefore it doesn't fit in with the street scene. So, I mean, I'm minded to have no objection, because I don't think it's a massive issue, but I just wondered what other people might think. Councillor Andrew Toy?
I think a roof light just means a window in the roof to let in, not an artificial light. So,
yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to see it from the street anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you have a slanted roof, so you can just about see it, but it's not. It doesn't stick out. It's just the fact that it's the first one, and I don't know.
I suspect not the last either.
Well, that's the thing. This is the thing, because it's the first.
Yeah.
It won't be the last, and the first may encourage. But you know, it's not a thing. And if it creates accommodation in roofs, I don't necessarily mind. Does anybody have any further comments? I'm willing to propose no objection. Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Yeah. All I was thinking was that is it possible perhaps to in saying we don't think there's an issue to say to district, you know, look, we have noted this and it is a first. Will that precedent cause an issue generally?
We can do that, can't we? Can I add that in our submission?
Yeah, I think it's good that you noticed that. And
go on Google Maps.
Yeah, Google Maps.
Can't be up on that. You can't really get out there and have a look, can you? So, is anybody actually willing to second my no objection at all? Just a councillor.
Yeah,
Michael,
so. Put the other side of it. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the front of this building. What's the word I'm looking for?
Street view.
Sorry?
Street view. From
street view, yeah. I mean, it's all very symmetrical and sort of classical in design. So it would be a bit like it's supportable, that really. It's but I don't really see the point of it, because, I mean, what they're trying to do, they've got three stories, they're trying to get another.
So I'm assuming that they've done a loft conversion. On the rear of it, you've got three windows. Right. So that's the bit you can't see from the street, so that's not a problem. And then there's one little window on the front, which would be the only one in the street. Now, you can't really see it from the street.
Well, I can see it from the street view.
Because it's so high up, but it's... So, yeah, that's it. And if you go around, if you could look at the back, there's a few houses with...
there's some there.
To be fair, on the adjoining roads there is, isn't there?
Mm.
There's slightly more ornamented. I think that goes to that.
Because the houses in Morton Road are three storey anyway, and not two like the classical Victorian.
I'm not sure we can get round. Can you go round? Can you go down the surface road? Oh, you can. Hold on.
Oh, perfect. Didn't think about doing that. So, you've got a few there and one there, and so 10.
But why don't they just put windows around the back with that lock?
Yeah, so they've absolutely. So they've got three.
Is there. Bear with me for a second. I wasn't sure if this property had one on the front.
From Google Maps, there's a tiny little dot, but I don't think it's a window. It looks like something sort of next to the chimney. Oh, maybe.
I think there's one there.
Right, fair enough. Because that hasn't been, or that isn't, I can't really see that on Google Maps, so maybe that's a recent
thing. I think there's one there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I've spotted.
Okay, so I've no objection there. Somebody's done it already. Is anybody willing to?
I'm abstaining, I think.
Second, sorry?
There's one there, definitely.
Oh, there is, yeah. Okay, do you have anybody to second my no objection, then bearing in mind there's one already. Councillor David Paul, thank you very much. So you have a proposer and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour, all those against, and one abstention, that's it. Cheers, mate. Oh, if only I'd spotted that before. Before our with the Camaralli, we don't have any. We have no other items, no items for information. East Devon District Council planning decisions. We got them all right. Good Lord.
We always get it right.
We always get it right. They agreed with how right we were.
So for the sake of the records, how are we the record time now?
So we are at 6, it will be 17 minutes now. So thank you very much for coming.
Before we finish.
Can we not do this and then we have this chat? Okay, I now declare this meeting closed.